This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. Today's Ion Shir is going to be on the subject of Achilas Truma of an Eishes Kohen. So it's a Shas Sugya, really, and very much relevant to the beginning of the Perek. It's actually a Sugya which is relevant to the whole Perek. This is the Perek of Amana L'Kohen Gadol. In other words, a woman is trying to eat Truma through her relationship with her husband, who's a Kohen. However, that relationship is a forbidden relationship. So let's start with the Gemara. The Mishnah said that Avdei Milug cannot eat Truma when it's Grushat L'Kohen Hedyard Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Normally, when a Kohen marries a Grusha, normally when a Kohen marries a Yisraelis, all of her avadim could eat truma, both avdei tzayin barzel and avdei milug. However, when it's a forbidden marriage, only the avdei tzayin barzel could eat the truma, not the avdei milug. And the Gemara starts off by asking, why can't the avdei milug eat truma? It should be like a kinyan who bought a kinyan, meaning the avadim of the isha is considered like the kinyan of a kinyan, the woman being the kinyan and the avadim the kinyan of the kinyan. And we learned in a braisa, how do I know a kohen who married a woman or it was kohen avadim, they could eat truma? Shenamar v'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbai. And how do I know if a woman was kohen avadim or avadim or kohen avadim, they could eat truma? Shenamar v'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbai hu yoichabai. Kinyanoi shekana kinyanoicha. So we want to discuss the following issue. This halacha, that the wife of a kohen could eat truma, why could the wife of a kohen eat truma? Why could the wife of a kohen eat truma? Is it because he owns her? The eved of a kohen could eat truma. The behema of an eved could eat truma. The behema of a kohen could eat truma. The wife of a kohen should be able to eat truma because he has a monetary acquisition on this woman. The Gemara says it's a drasha. The kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasbai. He owns her the same way he owns his eved. He owns the woman. That's one pshat. The reason why the woman is allowed to eat truma is because she is the monetary acquisition of the husband. The same way her eved could eat truma because it's the kinyan of a kinyan, she could eat truma because she's the kinyan of the kohen. Or perhaps do we say, no, that's not the reason why a kohen, the eishes kohen could eat truma. Maybe somehow, by her being married to him, she is no longer a czar. She's elevated to the status of a kohenes, and she could eat truma on her own right. Okay? Those are the two tzedadim. So let's start with a question brought by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kovetz Haaretz in Simen Mem Zayin. Rabbi Chanan quotes Shas Tshuvas B'Samim Roish, Simen Shin Mem. And in the Shas Tshuvas B'Samim Roish, Simen Shin Mem, there are footnotes from someone called Kisei Daharsana, who asks, we know Eishes Kayin Shenes Chalala, right? If the wife of a Kayin became a Chalala, so she becomes pasul from eating truma. Maishna mishifchas koyin dahavya zoina. Why is it different than the shivcha of a koyin, who she's a zoina? Question. We know that every shivcha has the status of a zoina. And we know the shivcha of a koyin could eat truma. Why? But she's a chalala. She's pasul. She's a zoina. So the same way the shivcha of a koyin could eat truma, even though she's a zoina, the wife of a kohen who is a chalala should be able to eat truma because she's kinyan kasbai. The same way the shivcha of a kohen could eat truma because you own her, and we could disregard the fact that she's a zayna, then a wife who's a chalala should also be able to eat truma because you own her. She's kinyan kasbai. What would the difference be between a shivcha shenes chalala could eat truma because she's kinyan kasbai, and Ishtoi, who's a grusha and a chalala who cannot eat truma, she's also kinyan kasbai. Ma'ishna mishivchas kayin dahav yezoina mikamakam oicheles b'truma mishum dahav a kinyan kasbai shal kayin. That's the question we're going to deal with. That's a question brought up by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and many, many Achroinim deal with this. The Imrei Moshe, Chidushei Rav Baruch Ber. We're going to see the approach of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Shiva of Panovich. Chidushei Rav Shmuel. Before we do that, I want to share with you a Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, he says, V'ulam, which mitzvah is this? Let me see if I could. The Chinuch is in mitzvah Reish Pei. Okay? The Chinuch, he says, you should know, Ki Yisra Achilas Koyhenes B'Truma B'Oida Tachas Bala Yisrael. We know, let's say a woman is a Koyhenes, father's a Koyen, and she's married to Yisrael. Is she allowed to eat Truma? No. Why? Says the Chinuch, we don't learn an Ephraim Apostle. Shaloi ba alav haperosh lidroish by kach, elamasha kasavnu. This perosh did not come to darshan, only what we wrote. Avozeho iser lemduhu chachamim zechonim levracha balei hakabala mimakam acher. Midachsiv v'cholzar lo yoichal kodesh. You know why a Koyhenes who marries Yisrael cannot eat Truma? Because the Pasuk says, V'chol zar lo yechal kodesh, sheba alav haperosh bekabbalah. The explanation for this, based on tradition, is shekol zman she'isha tachas bala, so long as a woman is under the auspices of her husband, dahainu bala ha-yisrael, shehu zar min ha-kuhuna, a husband who's the Yisrael, who's a zar from kuhuna, lo yitoychal kodesh, shenad yid kodshim. Ki eishes hazar nechsheves kizar. You hear this? The wife of a Yisrael, the wife of a non-Kayin, is considered a non-Kayin. Harehi kemoi achas mitzaloisav. She becomes like one of his ribs. V'daze, you should know this, v'kableo, and accept it, ki kein ha-emes ha-mekubal. This is the truth. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the reason why a Kohenes who's married to Yisrael cannot eat Truma is not learnt out of a pasuk. It is learnt out from the din of V'chol Zar Lo Yoichal Kodesh. And once she marries him and she's under his auspices and he's a non-Kayin, she becomes a non-Kayin. She is subsidiary to him. She becomes part of him. She's no longer part of the priestly clan. Now, would this Svara go Lehepach? What if a Yisraelis marries a Kayin? Does she now become a Kayin? In other words, that was really our chakira. Why can an Eishes Kayin eat Truma? Is it because he owns her and she's Kinyan Kasbai like an Eved? Or maybe she becomes a Kayin? What would the nafgamina be? I'll tell you a few possible nafgaminas. There's a mitzvah for a Kayin to eat Truma. If she becomes a Kayin, it would be a mitzvah for her to eat Truma. A Kayin makes a bracha when he eats Truma. An Eved of a Kohen does not make a bracha. Also, the cow of a Kohen does not make a bracha. When the cow eats Truma, the Eved doesn't make a bracha. Does the woman make a bracha? Is she imbued with Kedushas Kahuna, or is she just Kinyan Kasbai? Okay, that's a very interesting Chakira. I want to show you the Lashon of the Kiryas Sefer. The Kiryas Sefer says, Dinasis Koyhenes Binisueha. She becomes a Koyhenes in her marriage. I'll tell you another nafgamina. If somebody eats Truma, you have to pay the Koyen Karen V'choymesh, the principal and a fifth. What if a Bas Yisrael ate Truma and then she married a Koyen? So she has to pay a Karen V'choymesh. Who does she pay to? The Kiryas Sefer says she pays herself because she becomes a Koyhenes. You hear this? If a Yisraelis eats Truma and she marries a Kohen, by the way, it's a great trick. Yisraelis could go around eating thousands of pounds of Truma and then she wants to get off the hook. She'll pay herself. Marry a Kohen and pay herself. So this is a novel way of looking at Eishes Kohen. Eishes Kohen is not Kinyan Kasbah. Now, the difficulty with this is The same exact line in the Gemara that darshans the Eved of a Kohen could eat Shuma from Kinyan Kasbai, darshans that the wife of a Kohen could eat Shuma from Kinyan Kasbai. So how could you differentiate between the Achila? One second, battery timeout. How could you differentiate between the achila of a eved and the achila of an isha? It's learned that from the very same pasuk. How could you say the eved eats because he's kinyan kasbai? The woman eats because she's a kohenes. The Gemara learns it out from the same pasuk of kinyan kasbai. So Rabbi Chanan, I did not put this part on the sheet. A few pages later, he says kinyan kasbai could mean two things. Kinyan kasbai could mean someone who you have monetary ownership over, namely the Eved, and Kinyan Kasbai could mean someone who you bought with money, namely the wife. You married her with Kinyan Kesef, and once you did so, she becomes a Kohenes. So really the repercussions are somewhat different. Take a look at, this is Chidushei Shirei Reb Shmuel. Let's start again with the kasha, the kisa, the harsana, who he wants to know, why is it that a shivcha could eat truma, aishiz a zayna, and a chalala cannot eat truma? Why? The same way the shivcha is allowed to eat because she's a kinyan kasbai, the chalala should be allowed to eat because she's kinyan kasbai. Now, according to the tzad and the chakira, that a woman's allowed to eat because she's not a zar, she has kedushas kahuna. So now we understand a very simple differentiation, namely that when it comes to the shivcha, why does she eat? Because you own her, not because she has kedushas kahuna, because you own her. So even if she's a zayna, you own her. The cow is also not the holiest entity in the world, but the cow is allowed to eat shuma because you own the cow. So the shivcha, she might be a zayna, but she's eating because you own her. Mashein kein, the wife is eating truma, not because you own her, because through buying her, she was imbued with kedushas kahuna. But if she's a chalala, then she doesn't get kedushas kahuna, and she can't eat truma. That would be the answer to the question of the kisa, the harsana. Let's look in Rabbi Shmuel. He says, "Oid yesh lo hichiach, the yesh chiluk bein eishes koyin ve'eved koyin le'inyan achilas shuma." We could prove that there's a chiluk between the wife of a koyin, the eved of a koyin, regarding eating shuma. Dehinei yadua, it is known, mashehiksha hakisa deharsana, heich shivchas koyin oichalas v'shuma hakol shivcha havazoina. The Asher Tzarch Loi Marbaza, you have to say to answer the Kusan of the Harsana's question, and the Rabbi Chanan Vassman says the same thing, that the reason why a Zoyna doesn't eat Shuma, it's not an Isser, a Zoyna can't eat Shuma. It's not that there's a Psul on a Zoyna that can't eat Shuma. It's not like an Arel or a Tame. The reason is because a Zoyna loses Kedushas Kahuna. So she's like a Zor, like the Rambam explains. So a shivcha, even though she's a zayna, she's not eating because she has kedushas kahuna in the first place. The reason why a shivcha eats truma is not because of the kedushas kahuna, because she's kinyanei shala adam. So matzi shaper lecha b'truma. Because even if she wouldn't be a zayna, she was still didn't have kedushas kahuna and she could still eat. In other words, the reason why a shivcha eats truma has nothing to do with the fact that she has Kedushas Kahuna. It's not because she has Kedushas Kahuna. She doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna. However, she eats Truma because the reason she eats Truma is because she's Kenyan Kasbai. So even if she's a Zoyna, she's still Kenyan Kasbai. So now, here's the question. So why doesn't Eishes Kayen eat Truma when she's a Zoyna, because of Kinyan Kasbai as well? Isn't Eishes Kayin also Kinyan Kasbai? Ela defizet sarach biyarim kein be Eishes Kayin. Shehi zoina amai eino echeles mishum kinyan kasmai. Umuchach. You could prove from here. Daha de eishas koin echeles betshuma. The reason why eishas koin could eat shuma. Ein ze mishum bala uke eved. She's not like a slave. The kinyan ishus loy mahani lahacha betshuma mitzad atzmai. In other words, the reason why Eishes Kain eats Truma, it's not from her husband. Eishes Kain doesn't eat because she's owned by her husband. Because Kinyan Ishus does not help Lahacha B'Truma Mitzad Atzmai. The Kinyan of marriage is not like owning a cow. You hear this? When you own a cow, you own the cow. When you own an eved, you own the eved. When you marry a woman, that kinyan, well, it does not constitute kinyan kaspa in the fullest sense, but what it does is it makes her subsidiary to him and endows her with her own ability to eat shuma. El hatam de eishas kain oicheles b'shuma, humishum de eishla koyach machmas atzma lecha b'shuma. The reason is she's endowed with her own ability to eat truma. She has kedushas kahuna. B'kiven dehavi zoina paka mimenu kedushas kahuna ve'eno echeles b'truma. So that's what we're saying. The difference between a shivcha and an isha is a shivcha has her own independent ability. Excuse me, the shivcha eats because she's owned, and therefore even though she's a zoina, which would make her a zar, it's irrelevant because she doesn't eat because she's not a zar. She eats because she's owned. But a woman eats because she's a kohenes. She becomes like a kohenes. However, if she's a chalala, so she cannot attain the status of kedushas kahuna. Here's the problem. Ulefize muchach de'eshes koyen eino eicheles klal mishum kinyan kasboi. That means the wife of a kohen does not eat at all because of kinyan kasboi. The problem is this does not fit into the lashon of our Gemara on Daf Samach Vav. And you know, Reb Chaim Knievsky wrote a sefer on Hilchos Zroim called Derech Emuna. A lot of people are learning the chelek of Shvius now. And here, this is the sefer. It looks like the Mishnah Brura. It has two chalakim. He wrote, Reb Chaim wrote like a Shulchan Aruch on top, and on the right side he wrote Derech Emuna, which is like the Mishnah Berurah, and the left side he wrote Bir Halacha. And Reb Chaim Knievsky asked the same exact question on Reb Elchanan. Again, this is the approach of Reb Shmuel and Reb Elchanan, that an Eved is Kinyan Kasboy and a woman attains Kedushas Kahuna. Ela Shelfiza Yeshla Ayin. The Gemara asked in Parak Alman Al Kain Gadol, Alman Al Kain Gadol, that was koina avadim should eat shuma because it's like a kinyan shekana kinyan. Remember the Gemara's kasha we started with? The avdei milug of an almana l'kohen gadol should eat shuma because it's a kinyan shekana kinyan. Huh? It's not kinyan shekana kinyan. The wife is the eishes kohen is not a kinyan. She only eats because she has kedushas kahuna. And she cannot eat because she's a chalala here. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The tzarchian. Bishlama mashi atzma chazam mishum kinyan kasboi. Bishlam, if you say the reason why the woman eats is because she's a kinyan, imkein parach shapir, then the Gemara's asking, good, it's kinyan o shakana kinyan. Ulam inami inema de'ino yichalecha mishum kinyan kasboi. She's not eating because of kinyan kasboi, rak mishum de'yesh lo kedushas kahuna lecha b'tshuma. Really, she eats because she has Kedushas Kahuna. And the reason why she doesn't eat is because she's like a czar. How could she feed her avodim? If she doesn't eat because of Kenyan Kasbai, then how could she feed her avodim? Bim Kain, im hi atza eno ches v'shem shi chalala ve'en lo Kedushas Kahuna ech yoich l'avodim. And that's not the Gemara's answer. So Reb Chaim Knievsky also is medayik from the Lashon of our Gemara that the reason why a woman eats is because of Kinyan Kasbai. In fact, Reb Chaim says, he says, after saying that a woman eats because she's Kinyan Kasbai, Let me just see if we can see any of the nafgaminas of this. One second. Reb Chaim seems to say, accordingly, there would be no mitzvah for a woman to eat shuma. Reb Chaim says, Elavadai she'enon mevarchin klal. A woman that eats truma does not make a bracha at all. Meaning, according to the Tzad al-Chakir of Rabbi Chanan, that a woman eats because she has Kedushas Kahuna, she would make Asher Kedushanam Kedushas Shal Aharon, which is amazing, because she's a Yisraelis. Technically, if she would have a woman's prayer group, she could, you know, she could duchen. Now, obviously not. It's B'nai Yisrael. But the point being that there's a certain investiture of Kedushas Kahuna that is chal on the woman, according to Rabbi Chanan. As opposed to, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, absolutely not. There is no mitzvah of achilas truma on a eshes kohen. And there's no bracha either. She eats like a behema eats. And then Reb Chaim says, Shuvra Isi, he sees the Imre Moshe and the Kavata Arois. They all say, not like me, that a woman eats truma because she is invested with a certain kedusha. Says Reb Chaim, v'hanira l'anis daiti kasafti, that a woman is a kinyan kaspoy, like an eved and like a behema. Now, there's a very important Rashi in Masechta Kedushin. So, ad kan the sugi on Yevamos. It's kedai to know there's a major machloikis achroinim. How do we view the achilas kodshim of an eshes kohen? To answer the Kisa the Harsino's question of what's the difference between an eshes kohen who's a chalala and an eved who's a zoina, it would seem to indicate that an eved eats al kinyan kaspa and a woman eats because she's subsidiary to him. But on the other hand, the lashon of the Gemara is not mashma that way, because the Gemara asks, the avodim of the isha should eat. Why should they eat? But she has lost her kedushas kahuna in this case. There's a very important Rashi in Kedushin Yod Amud Beis, where Rashi brings another possible makar why the household members of a kohen could eat truma. Rashi says, "Nafgalei b'sifri mikol tahar beveischa yoichal oisai." The Sifri learns out that any member of the house of the kohen could eat truma. Now, his children, we understand, they're kohanim, they're kohenes, but what about his wife? Kol tahar beveischa yoichal oisai. There seems to be a gzeras hakasav aside for kinyan kasbai of kol tahar beveischa yoichal oisai. Now that seems like the other side of the chakira, that she doesn't eat because he owns her. She eats independently because she is tahar and she's in his house. So Rav Aaron Cutler takes this Rashi and he says that really there are two dinim by every eshes kohen. The din of Reb Chaim Kanievsky of Kinyan Kaspai, and another din da'iraisa of kol tahar beveischa yoichal kodesh. Even though, by the way, we happen to have had a Tosfos that we read that learns that it's only in Asmachta, Rashi and Kedushin seems to say it's a din da'iraisa. Just want to show you, it's in the Mishnah of Aaron and Siman Chavav, he brings v'nira de'baha de'eshes koyin oicheles b'truma yeshnam shnei dinim shoinim. There are two separate dinim. One, the din of kinyan kaspoy, dumya de'eved, and umitzad din zeh, be'emes yitachon de'dumya le'eved kohen. A woman could eat because she is similar to the eved of a kohen. And when the kinyan of the Baal's pakai, she can't eat anymore. And the din of the sifri that an eishes koyin oicheles mikol tar beveischa yoichel oisai. Tosfos says it's an asmachta. Where is this Tosfos? One second. Tosfos here, he says that he says the Tosfos kan besugya nidchaku loymer to have asmachta. Tosfos in our sugya wants to say it's only asmachta ba'alma. The hukshuluhu, because Tosfos is bothered, lamalon shrei drushas. Why do I need two drushas? Number one, kinyan kasboy, and kol tahar beveischa yoichal kodesh. Alefirish Rashi Mekadushim Mevor Lehadya the Drasha Gemurahi. And says Rav Aaron, both dinim are needed. We need the dinim of Kinyan Kasboy, and we need the dinim of Kol Tar Beveschal Yechal Kodesh. Then we call Tar Beveschal Yafinon Diyesh Leishas Kohen Din Atzmi. Ukishem De Kohenes Eishas Hazar Harehi Kizar. Hachinam Yisraelish Eishas Kohen Harehi Kikoyen. Avladin de kinyan kasba hu de oichal rak mikayach ha'adayin. So let's just think for a moment. If you want to say that there are two dinim, that a woman could eat because she's kinyan kasba, and she could also eat because she is imbued with kedushas kahuna. Now, let's assume the reason why she's imbued with Kedushas Kahuna is through the Kinyan Kesef. Going back to the question of the Kisa the Harsana, the Shivcha is a Zaina. Why could she eat? Because she's Kinyan Kasbai. So why don't we say the same thing? A woman is also Kinyan Kasbai. So Rabbi Chanan says, no, a woman is not Kinyan Kasbai. A woman becomes like a Kohenes. So if she is a Chalala, she can't eat Truma. But if we're going to say like Rav Aaron, that there are two dinim, there's a din of Kinyan Kasboy, and there's a din that she is imbued with Kedushas Kahuna. So then, granted, she doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna, but let her eat Alts Kinyan Kasboy. Somehow, Kinyan Kasboy cannot allow her to eat on her own. It can only get her to being able to eat by being subsidiary to the Kayin. Even though the Lashon of the Gemara is, the Avadim are the Kinyan of a Kinyan. If somehow we can make the following split, that even though the wife of a Kayin, she's the Kinyan in the sense that her Kinyanim are Kinyan Sha'asa Kinyan, but she is not a Kinyan in the sense that she would be able to eat if she was a chalala. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, what to think about? If anybody wants these Marv Mekoymos, I'll be happy to share with you. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov, bye-bye.
I mean, there's also a chiluk between a shivcha and an isha, right? Because by a shivcha...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.